a story about Buffalo public schools. Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post is joining me live this morning. Jeff has uncovered a story about Buffalo schools where thousands of students are at an educational disadvantage because of the lack of reliable internet access. Jeff, the district hired an IT company last summer, I believe, to provide free Wi-Fi. Where does it stand?
That's right. It's a project called the Connected Communities Project, and it was intended to deliver reliable Wi-Fi signals to students in about 5,000 students in two low-income Buffalo neighborhoods where access is often an issue. And as you say, that puts kids at an economic or educational disadvantage. And obviously, in this current crisis, with kids and teachers trying to implement distance learning, the issue is sort of intensified. The project is stalled. It was supposed to have been done December or January, but work on it didn't really even be. It still has implementation has not begun. The equipment was just ordered in February, arrived last month.
Wow. Well, I mean, is this going to litigation, or where does it stand between the company and the district?
Well, that's exactly it. It has been. The district is moving forward with this project. They're disappointed by the timeline. So is the company. But there were warning signs from this company even when it was bidding for the project last spring. They were, at that moment, being sued by a partner for basically failure to deliver services in a big contract with Kaleida and ECMC. Now, the upshot of that project is that Kaleida just filed a lawsuit a week and a half ago against this company, Harp Data, accusing Harp Data basically of failing to deliver on that project in a timely basis. Kaleida is suing to get their money back and trying to move forward with another company. The school district has decided that they're in with Harp Data. They're going to try to give them a chance to deliver the project. But even if they manage to succeed to implement the project, it won't be ready until summer school at best, more likely next fall. Too late to help with the students and teachers who are struggling now to figure out how to do online learning at home.
Right. What areas of the city are we talking about that are being shortchanged?
Well, this project was a pilot project, as I say, and it was going to reach about 5,000 students, 5,500 to be exact, in two neighborhoods, one on the west side, basically west of Richmond and south of West Ferry, and another on the east side, basically along the sort of Genesee Street corridor from Michigan to Bailey. So two neighborhoods that sorely need that kind of assistance.
Jeff, I appreciate the time this morning. The full story can be found at our nonprofit Investigative Partners at investigativepost.org. That's Jeff Kelly with Investigative Post.